Welcome to episode 2596 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 3 of the series we're exploring this week. This week, we're exploring the theme of confidence, giving yourself a boost of confidence in regard to how you feel about yourself, the world, and others. In today's episode, you're going to be guided with a breathing technique, and this is a breathing technique to help you trust in others. I know sometimes there are particular themes you may want to go a little more deeply into the subject matter, and boost your confidence might be one of those themes. If so, I want you to know you can find additional support with longer guided meditations, a daily reflection journal on confidence, as well as a guide with the different techniques and insight to help you boost your confidence on the Sip and Om meditation app, and you can try the app for a full week free. So that's where you can find a little additional support. For today's episode, I invite you to consider what you might be feeling distrustful of these days. I know there's so much uncertainty in the world. You might be experiencing betrayal from a relationship, maybe with a partner or even someone you work with. Or maybe you're uncertain about what's going on in the world these days. To help you begin to build a sense of trust with others, remember that your quest this week, your daily challenge, is to go on a trust yourself quest. This has you reflecting for a few moments every day, maybe as you start your day or end your day, what your inner wisdom is revealing to you about something in particular that you might feel anxious about. This is a way for you to begin to trust yourself. And when you begin to trust yourself, you open yourself up to trusting others. And I want to share with you a little insight as I researched this topic, because I know that many of you are struggling with trust issues. I hear from you letting me know that you're starting to lose your faith in humanity. So as I did some research, I came across an article in Psychology Today. This is by Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, who wrote How to Trust People Again, 7 Ways to Rebuild Your Faith in Humanity. And one of the ways she suggested I felt was very important, and that is to ground yourself in a routine. So if you meditate at the same time every day, maybe go to the same yoga class, maybe visit the same people at the dog park or whatever it might be, as you get into this repetition, this routine, you begin to build a beautiful rhythm and flow in your life. And the next step is to build trust again. You might even go about testing this trust. So, for example, if you're in your yoga or meditation class, you might begin to invite people out afterwards to have some tea together or simply just to get together. And you might get to know them a little. You might find that you don't want to get to know them any further, and that's okay. You may find that you really connect with someone, and so you begin to open up to the possibility of having this person as a regular part of your life. Whether you continue this relationship more casually or you become more engaged with the person and open up to them more, you'll start to notice that you're trusting yourself more often. And this is important, especially these days when we hear a lot of negative news. So reach out to people. I think you might find that there are so many other people out there who want to connect with you, who you can trust. So I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. You'll be guided in a breathing technique to help you open up to trust. Breath is one of the most powerful ways to instantly calm your mind and your body. So as you sit up straight and close your eyes, bring to mind how you feel about the world today. How do you feel about the people in your life? How do you feel about yourself? Do you feel you can trust yourself these days? Honor your journey. Remind yourself of all that you are. Affirm this week's affirmation: I am limitless. I am limitless. Bring to mind someone or a situation that causes you a lot of anxiety. You feel you can't trust this person or this situation. Just bring it to mind. And now, on your next inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward, settling your breath at the point between your eyebrows. This is your seat of intuition. Now begin to open up to a sense of peace. As you exhale and release your breath, release it gently and evenly and send out your peace. Notice how you feel. So regardless of what's going on in the world or in your life, you can still tune into your inner peace. Take a nice deep inhale again through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward, and visualizing peace. This may be a place of peace or a feeling of peace. Notice where you hold this peace in your body. And now as you exhale, send out your peace to the world around you. Whatever's happening, send out your peace. Now you can continue with this breath, making sure to take some time to sit in the peace you are creating. You are so worth slowing down for.